This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What do people want when they go to see a sequel at the movie theater? Well, sometimes they want to see actually what happens next in a particular story. This would be true of like The Godfather 2 or something like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Play with Fire, like something where you actually have more than one volume of storytelling. And sometimes they just want to see something familiar and comforting played back at them, like the sequels to the Taken movies, like the sequels to Rambo, to Die Hard. Most action movie sequels fall into that category. Avengers Age of Ultron is in the sort of a different class, which is that due to the fact that it's a comic book, like the show on television, The Walking Dead, there's just a large amount of source material that can be used here, so they turn to some of that source material. So there's a new story, and they add a new director. This is Joss Whedon, who directed Buffy the Vampire Slayer and also directed the first Avengers movie, as well as his epic masterpiece horror film Cabin in the Woods, where all of his sort of showy and playful characteristics were actually served the plot really well here. Avengers Age of Ultron is a fine movie. It will not disappoint fans of the Hulk, fans of Iron Man, fans of Captain America, fans of Black Widow, Hawkeye, and people who just like Samuel Jackson and like watching what Elizabeth Olsen has become, which is to say one of the more interesting actresses working today. They will not be disappointed. However, it's hard not to watch this 2-hour and 21-minute movie and not think that there's maybe 4 or 5 different individual movies that they should have spent the time working on. It's just hard to make an ensemble movie. Not everything can be Ocean's 11, and not everything can be Ocean's 12. So if you're looking for a movie where Iron Man and Captain America have a lot of back and forth jokes, then this is the movie for that. But the scenes where the Hulk and Thor use their sort of supernatural powers, it just seems unbalanced. Jeremy Renner's character, who shoots arrows, he makes a joke about he's shooting arrows off of a flying city at one point. And that's probably the problem with the Avengers, in that you've crafted a world that is not equal with all the characters. Some characters can't be killed, some characters are merely humans in suits, and so, you know, enjoy the Ocean's 12.